This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. United States Marines have stopped offensive operations around the besieged Iraqi town of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. The chief U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, announced the move a short while ago. He said it will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to Fallujah residents. He also said members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council will go to Fallujah soon to meet with local Muslim clerics and rebel leaders in the town. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. Anything to add concerning this announcement by Paul Bremer?
Well, there are reports that a delegation from Fallujah has in fact already been meeting with Marine commanders at their base outside the city. And the Iraqi Islamic Party, one of those representing Sunnis on the Governing Council, has said it is sending a delegation to negotiate with insurgents in Fallujah. There's no indication exactly what the terms of a ceasefire might be. Shooting can still be heard in Fallujah. While the U.S. has suspended offensive operations, the Marine commander on the ground said his forces continue to respond to insurgent attacks.
What about the Shiite uprising in southern Iraq?
Well, U.S. forces say they've retaken Kut. It had been under the control of Shiite militiamen after Ukrainian troops were forced to withdraw earlier this week. Followers of Muqtada Sadr, the radical Shiite cleric, still control the holy city of Najaf, and fighting has been reported overnight in Karbala, where millions are gathering for a Shiite holiday. There are unconfirmed reports that Muqtada Sadr is interested in a ceasefire. You know, it's really unclear how the U.S. plans to deal with Sadr, who they've labeled an outlaw. While U.S. officials have said they intend to take military action against his militia, they've also said they're going to move deliberately to try to avoid the impression that this is a campaign against all Shiites. Muqtada Sadr has garnered a growing sympathy in the past week or so, if not outright support, for his resistance to the occupation forces. This does appear to reflect growing signs of frustration with U.S. operations here.
Any further word on the foreign hostages seized in various parts of Iraq yesterday?
No, Bob, there's no more information on the fate of the hostages. Three of them are Japanese civilians. We know nothing more about them since they appeared in a video broadcast on Al Jazeera. They were blindfolded while their black-garbed captors threatened them with guns, knives, and swords. The statement by a previously unknown group calling itself the Mujahideen Brigades gave Japan 3 days to withdraw its 550 troops from Iraq before the hostages would be killed. Tokyo says it's not going to withdraw its forces, but this has caused a political crisis in Japan. And as for the other hostages, a Briton in Nasiriyah, a Canadian aid worker, and two Palestinians with Israeli identity cards, there's no word on them either.
It's been a year since American forces entered the heart of Baghdad and helped tear down that statue of Saddam Hussein. That was a day of widespread celebration. What's the mood like now?
Oh, I remember that day. As I stood on Firdaus Square a year ago, an Iraqi professor said to me, the U.S. will have to be in complete control. And then he added, Iraqis will resent that control. His predictions, I think, were right. The U.S. has tried to assert control, and the resentment has been enormous. Today, far from celebrating, Iraqis are hunkering down, fearing attacks on troops and a violent response. Firdaus Square has been blocked off. Neighboring streets are ringed with barbed wire, Iraqi police and soldiers. Loudspeakers are warning people to stay away from the area. U.S. officials still insist the transition to Iraqi sovereignty is going to take place as scheduled at the end of June. But talking to Iraqis around the city, you find they have little confidence in the U.S.-backed government. And security, or rather the lack thereof, remains the key issue for everybody. We've just gotten a report of a U.S. fuel convoy being hit in the western suburbs of Baghdad, and that just highlights the lack of security. Several people were killed.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.